With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Memorial Day was first instituted following America's devastating Civil War, but became more widely observed after World War I. Though it's more of a national holiday, it also takes on more general aspects of remembering those who have died, especially poignant in the midst of month 16 of the COVID pandemic, and following a year of racial violence and unrest. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, then, we'll hear music of remembrance and comfort. Hymns, anthems, and organ music by Barber, Saint-Saëns, Paulus, and others will mark this solemn occasion. We'll begin with an arrangement of Walford Davies' beautiful Solemn Melody for organ and cello. Organist Roger Fisher is joined by cellist Andrew Fuller to perform.
Thank you.
solemn melody by Walford Davies, arranged for organ and cello. Cellist Andrew Fuller joined Roger Fisher in that performance. One of the most frequent hymns included in memorial services for those who served in the military, especially those who served in the Navy, is "Eternal Father Strong to Save." The words were written by William Whiting in 1860 and the tune by John Backus Dykes in 1861. The tune name, Melita, derives from the island of Malta, where the biblical account indicates that St. John was shipwrecked. J. Riley Lewis leads the Cathedral Choral Society. The Cathedral Choral Society, led by J. Riley Lewis, sang the beloved hymn, "Eternal Father Strong to Save." Patrick Hawes wrote a lovely piece a few years ago, which has proven to be quite popular, "Quanta Qualia." The text is by his brother Andrew and expresses a heartfelt longing for the joys of heaven. The combination of voices with saxophone creates a rich texture over which a lone soprano solo unfolds. Gorgeous and transcendent music, which we'll hear performed by the Alora Singers. John Johnson plays saxophone, and Noel Edison conducts.
Thank you.
Quanta Qualia by Patrick Hawes was performed by the Allura Singers, conducted by Noel Edison. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. When thinking of Memorial Day and remembering those who have died in service to our country, our thoughts also go to efforts to cultivate peace in our society and world. A lovely hymn setting of the Prayer of St. Francis is coming up, composed by Frank Bowles, who leads the choir of St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Indianapolis. The words are an adaptation of St. Francis' prayer by James Quinn, "Lord, make us servants." The choir of St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Indianapolis sang the hymn, "Lord, Make Us Servants," with music by Frank Bowles. It was composed in 1996, honoring the 50th anniversary to the priesthood of Canon Frederick Williams. Mr. Bowles conducted the choir. A wonderful text by John Mazefield was commissioned for the unveiling of a memorial window to Sir Henry Wood at St. Sepulchre's Church in London in 1946. Concurrently, William Walton was enlisted to compose the musical setting. "Where Does the Uttered Music Go" brings with it mystical and transcendental thoughts of life beyond life. An unusual work in Walton's output, we'll hear it performed by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, under the direction of Richard Marlowe.
Thank you.
Where Does the Uttered Music Go by William Walton? Richard Marlowe led the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge in that evocative work. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Camille Saint-Saëns possessed a keen intellect with wide-ranging interests not only in music, but in astronomy, archaeology, and mathematics. All of this is reflected in the intellectual clarity of his musical compositions, which, while still in the melodic, romantic mold of 19th-century France, have a restrained balance that was something of a deliberate antidote to some of the more overly expressive music of his time. His Prière for Organ and Cello is a lovely work, written when he was 84. We'll hear it performed by Todd Wilson, with his daughter Rachel playing cello.
Thank you.
Father-daughter duo of Todd Wilson playing organ and Rachel Wilson playing cello performed Prière by Camille Saint-Saëns. They recorded at the Parish Church of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois. Samuel Barber found great acceptance and fame for the slow movement of his string quartet, which has evolved into the famous Adagio for Strings. It became so popular that others have transcribed it for various performing forces, but it was Barber himself who transcribed it for full string orchestra, as well as a later version for voices, to which he set the text of the Agnus Dei. We'll hear the Agnus Dei performed by the 16, led by Harry Christophers.
Thank you.
The 16 sang On You Stay by Samuel Barber and led by Harry Christophers. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Jeffrey Bergen has found wide acceptance in England as a composer over recent decades. His music is at once firmly rooted in the classical tradition, but has a certain mass appeal and accessibility that bridges the distinction between high art and popular. His setting of the Nunc Dimittis, which we'll hear next, has even found its way into the theme music for a popular BBC television series. The Wells Cathedral Choir sings, directed by Matthew Owens. David Bednall accompanies, joined by trumpeter Alan Thomas. The Wells Cathedral Choir, joined by Alan Thomas playing trumpet, performed Nunc Dimittis by Jeffrey Bergen. Matthew Owens directed. Music of Stephen Paulus is coming up, dating from the early 2000s. He composed the oratorio To Be Certain of the Dawn in 2005 to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the liberation of death camps in Europe. From that work, we'll hear Hymn to the Eternal Flame, performed by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, under the direction of Stephen Layton.
Every love, every memory.
two pieces by American composer Stephen Paulus. We just heard The Day Is Done from 2006 on a text by Longfellow. And earlier we heard Hymn to the Eternal Flame from his oratorio To Be Certain of the Dawn. Stephen Layton led the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge in both works. Transcendent music of eternal life comes in the form of Edgar Bainton's anthem, And I Saw a New Heaven, performed in our next selection by the Proteus Ensemble. Stephen Schellard conducts with Christopher Alsop accompanying. and I Saw a New Heaven by Edgar Bainton. Stephen Schellard led the Proteus Ensemble, accompanied by Christopher Alsop. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music in observance of Memorial Day. I hope you've enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. We hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.